Welcome to the Dream Huge Podcast, where we'll talk with real estate investors, entrepreneurs, business leaders, athletes, and more to inspire you with their success stories so you can work hard, never give up, and dream huge. And now, let's start the show.
Yo, what is up, everybody? Welcome to the Dream Huge Podcast, folks. We love to share success stories from huge dreamers, folks in the real estate business, entrepreneurs, movers, shakers, influencers, and more. Hopefully, these interviews and stories will help motivate you to dream huge. So today, we have our special hosts. Let me get to the hosts first. We have Justin Bigelow, Biggie, the three-time champ. How you doing, Biggie?
Doing great. Feeling outstanding.
Feeling outstanding, baby. Love it.
Oh.
Thank you for coming on today. We have Ariah Hall. How you doing, Ariah?
Good. I'm great.
Good. Excellent. Ariah, we were just talking, Biggie. Ariah is our first female co-host.
That's right.
Look at Ariah breaking down Dream Huge podcast barriers. We should have an all-female pod one day, and I'll just retire. I'll get out of here. Everybody hears enough of me. But anyways, let's get to our very special guests. We have Janelle and Don Carlson. You can find them on Instagram, janelle.and.don.invest. And we will post that just in case you lost me on that. But it's Janelle and Don Invest on Instagram. Over 12,000 followers on Instagram alone, folks. This couple is doing it huge out in Hawaii. They are real estate investors and out-of-state wholesalers, amongst other things. How are you doing, Janelle and Don?
Great. Thank you so much for having us. We're excited to be here.
Super stoked, man.
Yes. No, thank you. You know, like I had mentioned, our podcast is meant to motivate and inspire others. And I think that you two have a very motivational and inspirational story, which, if I'm not mistaken, centers around real estate investing. So if you could, tell us a little bit about what you do and how you got there.
Yes. So we are out-of-state wholesalers and flippers. We're starting to transition more into the flipping side of things. We were originally based out of Southern California, and we started, we got our start investing in Indianapolis, actually. We bought our first rental out there long distance. We just didn't have a lot of money when we first got started. We were only 23 years old when we started investing, so we were pretty much broke. So we tried to find a place that our money could go farther. Being in Southern California, there just wasn't a lot of opportunity for us there. So that's when we started to look elsewhere in the Midwest, out-of-state investing. That's kind of how we got our start.
Okay, so you're living in California, and you had the mindset of, you know, investing is not happening for me here. But instead of shutting that down completely and just saying, I'm out, you have an entrepreneurial mindset. You said, I'm going to find a way to make this work. And I think that is going to be reaching out to the Midwest. What was your first move, I guess, when you say reaching out to the Midwest? What was your first move as far as investing?
Sure. I would say we're pretty much bigger pockets trained from the get-go. We found that we're both... I was a mortgage broker. She was a real estate agent. So we were in the real estate industry kind of from the get-go. But again, we got into real estate because we wanted time freedom. Now, when you're on the retail side, working with clients and doing stuff, you have anything but time freedom because they got off at 5. They're sending you texts at 8 p.m., questions about HUDs and stuff. So really, we're looking for something different and more passive that real estate can provide. So kind of our journey there was we essentially just found our first deal. It was a wholesale deal on the Bigger Pockets marketplace. So it was a wholesale deal, essentially. And how we picked, we were looking at a couple different markets as well. So we were looking at like Nashville, Indianapolis, I think Chicago as well.
Yeah, Louisville, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so ended up just picking Indianapolis for a couple reasons. One, like the cash flow, cheaper houses, and honestly, a bunch of my family lived there, so they moved from Chicago. So it was a little bit more comfortable. Worst case scenario, we could fly out, we could stay with them, work on the property if we need to. That was like the worst case scenario.
But we definitely tried investing in and wholesaling in California. When I was an agent and he was a lender, I was just trying to find other ways to make money. And I had a lot of flipping clients that I was servicing at the time, wanted to go into that investing space. So I did start wholesaling in California through JVs and partnerships. But when I wanted to do that on my own, I realized that you needed a lot of money for the EMD in California. So our earnest money deposits, which is the deposit that you put down to basically lock the contract up. We needed like anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 per EMD. And in the Midwest, we only needed anywhere from like $500 to $1,000. So we can do a lot more volume in the Midwest than we could in California at the time. So, and our assignments were about the same as well. So that's another reason why we decided to go to the Midwest and just do more business out there than in California.
Interesting. And it's funny you said, and I want to touch on this a little bit. You found your first wholesale deal literally on the Bigger Pockets marketplace. First off, I didn't even know there was such a thing on a Bigger Pockets marketplace. But for those, and I'm a pro member. I'm a Bigger Pockets pro member. So that's all the tools that they have. They have so many tools. They have stuff I don't even know about or utilize. Yeah. We preach Bigger Pockets all the time. So for the listeners, the viewers who aren't familiar with Bigger Pockets, tell us a little bit about Bigger Pockets and all the tools that it may offer.
Sure.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Bigger Pockets is a platform for real estate investors to connect, to learn, to get educated, and to basically become the best investors that they can be. And they can interact with other investors in their area, out of state. They have webinars that you can join for educational purposes. They have a lot of books, a lot of free tools, as well as some paid tools that you can use. And they have even calculators if you're trying to figure out how to calculate for a rental property or a BRRRR property or a flip. They have all of those in there for you. So they make investing really easy for a newbie especially, but also for a more advanced investor. They have those additional tools in there as well to really grow and expand your portfolio. And one of those main things is with the marketplace. A lot of people will post their deals that they have. Most of them are off market as well. So there are other wholesalers in there that are just posting their deals all across the country. So you can go in there and connect with those wholesalers. Maybe that deal doesn't work for you, but you can still connect with them so that you get on their buyer's list. And then you can just see what other deals that they have that maybe that one will work for you. So it's a great tool.
And for the marketplace, I am actually not sure that they still have that feature to be.
They do. I've looked. Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, they do still have it. I don't know if it's called marketplace specifically, but they do have a place in there for different deals that you can post.
There's a forum of some sorts there. But yeah, this is really good stuff. When I bring on new agents, I'm the broker here at Dream Huge Realty. When I bring on new agents, I specify the fact that we should be, and if you're not already, we should be real estate investors first and foremost. And this is the same mindset that you guys have because, hey, we love buying and selling real estate for folks. Don't get me wrong. But at the end of the day, it's a job. It's a job. And often that job takes nights and weekends as well as all day long. So we preach real estate investing from the get-go. And I actually have new agents sign up for the Bigger Pockets podcast because a lot of times they're just so unaware of just investing as a whole. Look, I know how I can help people buy and sell, but I have no idea even what the term wholesaling even means. But you listen to 10 Bigger Pockets episodes and your mind just opens up, right?
Sure. Yeah. And even as an agent myself back in the day, and I'm still licensed, I can still do some deals and sometimes I still do. But even being an agent, you know, you have so much tax liability with that type of income. So you almost need your rental properties to offset that and to have some depreciation in some way and all that kind of stuff, you know, to just help you out. And then when you have those slow months in real estate, which everyone always does, right? You're able to have those investment properties to help with that income. So you're not super, super stressed out about just trying to make a deal work, having to find that next buyer seller, then they don't close, lender has problems or what, all the different issues that come up with buying and selling real estate as a realtor. So it's a great tool to have as a realtor to also be an investor.
And the retirement aspect too, because we don't have we didn't have 401ks or anything to really invest in. So having that kind of nest egg set aside, kind of the do-it-yourself retirement. So that was a big motivation of ours too, to get that going as well.
Yeah. And the client pool goes up dramatically with investors too, because they're constantly buying deals, right? If you have a buyer and a seller, it's usually just a once a year, maybe twice, three, four times a year, whatever, right? It really depends on the buyer seller. But with an investor, they could be buying 5 properties a month. So just with one person, you can be doing like 60 deals. So it's really valuable.
Like Araya, mm-hmm. That's what she does. She deals with lots of investors.
Nice.
Yep, mostly.
Nice. They're a lot less emotional.
Yeah.
What do you like and dislike about dealing with investors? Would you agree with any of that, Araya?
Definitely, yeah. There's not emotion involved. It's basically just math. The whole thing is math. There's not like a whole backstory behind it usually. I think that makes it easier, to be honest.
Yes. Yeah, sure. Drama for your mama. Let's just talk some data. And that's what bigger pocket calculators are great, because you plug all that info in for your investor and you print them out a nice PDF of, and it has all the returns, all the ratios, how much they're going to make on the deal. And you can share that to them, whether it be a fix and flip, whether it be a wholesale deal, whether it be a BRRRR deal. And you can share that data with your investor and show them the rough numbers. So we use that all the time. Folks, Janelle and Don, if someone's just getting started and they want to be like you guys, live in Hawaii, invest in the Midwest, what are steps 1, 2, and 3?
I would say step 1 is to identify your goal, right? So if your goal is to have this life and invest out of state, then once you have, or any goal, right? Once you have that goal, you can kind of work backwards from there and see which steps that you need to take and implement to then achieve that goal. So I would say that's 1. And then 2, I would say, is to just educate yourself on all the different investing strategies that there are out there, because there's so many. And not every single one will fit your goal depending on what it is, right? So like if you really just want to retire and you just want to live off some rental income, be comfortable, like you only probably need maybe 20 rentals, right? So you don't necessarily have to wholesale or flip or do all that stuff. If you want to leave your job immediately though, then yeah, wholesaling and flipping will probably be the best bet for you than buying rentals, because that's going to take a long time. So definitely look at all the investing strategies, see which one best fits your goals, and then dive all into that investing strategy. Learn everything you can about it. Connect with other investors that do the exact same thing that you want to do. Learn from them. Maybe even work for them if you can. Offer free services like help them find deals, cold call for them, or whatever, just to be under their umbrella and just learn all the different steps that they take. Because that will make your learning curve a lot less if you work for somebody else.
How would someone get started in specifically in wholesaling and flipping?
So I think wholesaling can breed into flipping. It's a very seamless transition, because wholesaling, you're able to get the reps and understand what investors are looking for in a good deal. Because again, if you have a bad deal, it's not going to sell. So after connecting and networking with a lot of investors who do buy a lot of deals on a monthly basis, you can see what they identify as a good deal, essentially. So then now you can go and look for that type of deal, send out marketing, or however you get your deals in. And then once you have kind of those reps under your belt, you're able to then identify a good deal. Like, hey, this is a really good deal. There's a good spread on it. I should flip this myself. I should take the bigger spread and then figure it out from there.
Mm-hmm. And I think the best way to get started doing that and wholesaling in general would be to JV, joint venture, or partner with another wholesaler in the area. Usually one that's a lot more experienced and successful, mm-hmm. right? Because honestly, part of a fee is better than no fee at all. And wholesaling can get very tricky with the intricacies of the contracts and the legality of it. And honestly, it's a really big purchase and sale for somebody, right? And the reason why you're most likely able to wholesale this deal is because they're in some type of situation, maybe financial or whatever it may be, that they need to sell this house quickly for cash without putting it on the market, all these different intricacies. So you're really if you don't know what you're doing, you're gambling with someone's livelihood, right? And that's a serious, serious thing. Mm-hmm. So wholesaling is not this get rich quick thing that you can do. It's something very serious, and you can put a lot of people in jeopardy. So partnering with somebody when you're first getting started is super, super beneficial, because they will teach you how to do it the right way to make sure that everyone is safe. It's a win-win situation for everybody. So I would say definitely look for different wholesalers in your area. Start calling them. A lot of them post deals on Facebook Marketplace or the BiggerPockets Marketplace. They're on social media a lot. So just call them up and ask them, like, what type of deals are your buyers looking for? I'm a newer wholesaler, and I would love to bring you the deals that I find. So what are you looking for? What are your buyers looking for? And how can we partner?
Mm-hmm. Especially the bigger wholesale operations and just investing operations that are in every market. It helps if you are local, because if they're big, they're looking for good help. Acquisitions agents, deal analysis people, like, so there are opportunities out there. I see it all the time on the different off market, like Facebook groups and stuff too.
Mm-hmm. And then once you master all those types of things, then you can transition into the flipping, right? You can start to use your assignment fees to put down payments on deals. You can become lendable and all that kind of stuff, so that you can start flipping, and you'll start to know how much things cost to renovate. You'll know how to calculate ARV and all those things that go into flipping. You'll now be a master at it because you're wholesaling properties and you know what the other investors are looking for when it comes to different deals in your market.
And you're making money at the same time.
Mm-hmm. That's never a bad thing. For the extreme rookies out there, could you help explain the actual process of wholesaling?
Yes, of course. So wholesaling is basically selling your right to buy a property to somebody else. So what you're doing is you're getting a property under contract, right? You're putting it in escrow, and you're technically the buyer in this situation, right? That's how it's worded on the contract. It's you and or assigns to whoever that end buyer is, end entity. So you legally have the right to buy that property. And within the inspection period and just the period that you have to do your due diligence, you can then now sell your right to somebody else for a fee. And that's usually like $5,000, $10,000. Sometimes it's bigger if it's a bigger deal or whatever. So that's what wholesaling is. So you're basically kind of matchmaking a investment property, whether it's a fixer or whatever, with the other investor at the very end. So the end buyer or whatever. And you're getting a fee for doing the marketing, finding that deal, negotiating the property, doing all the heavy lifting basically for the investor. And that seller usually needs to sell in some way, and you're providing them with an easier way out than just listing it on the market.
You're essentially a professional deal finder, because larger flipping operations, they are good at flipping. And sometimes they can be good at marketing as well, but usually that's a skill that they always need more deals to fill the pipeline. So by with them having the expertise of flipping, they have crews on staff, they have the money to do it. You basically, your service in the marketplace is providing a good deal that they can flip, so they don't have to spend money on marketing themselves.
Mm-hmm. And they'd rather pay you the fee than having to go through all the leads that come in and do all the heavy lifting to finding that deal.
Mm-hmm. The average touches that we were seeing in our CRM was about, it would take like 8 to 10 times of lead contacting to get a deal under contract.
That's how you create value. You're finding deals for folks. What is your best method of finding wholesale and flip deals?
Right now, it's honestly with partnerships and JVs. We get a lot of people that just bring us deals and they need help selling it. So we will then sell it to our buyers. We were also doing a lot of direct mail, and that kind of tapered off a little bit just because some of our boots on the ground team, we were just doing some just shifting out there. And so getting people to walk property for us that were on our team with scheduling was just getting tough. So we were doing a lot more partnerships, and even realtors were bringing us deals to close on and wholesale or whatever. So that has been our best source of deals so far. mm-hmm. this year.
Yeah. Relationships, networking, mm-hmm. And having people bring you the off-market deals that are already pre-vetted and under contract. So it's like a yay or nay kind of thing, or like what price do we need to buy this at? So you're still able to negotiate there too.
Biggie, you had something?
Yeah. So, I'm just learning, and you know, I'm a real estate agent and I've been doing this for almost 8 years, and you know, I'm tipping my toes into the investment world more, doing direct mail right now. It's kind of my thing. I used to buy online leads left and right, and I don't do that no more. So getting way more efficient. But I've learned that a lot of investors like yourself, you know, you kind of hinted at it, have a sales team and then you also have an acquisition team. Do you guys have that? It kind of seems like you have someone out there doing the mailers, doing the acquisitions, and you guys are kind of more like the underwriters as the main investor. Do you guys do that?
So how we set it up, so I am the acquisitions person, actually. So I'm the one okay. that contacts and talks to the leads. We do have like an intake specialist that kind of takes the first call that comes in, that lists out just get like, hey, why are you thinking about selling, condition of the property, right. some basic questions, and then I come follow up with the rapport building, confirming the information, okay. and then set up an appointment for someone else, boots on the ground, to go out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So they're basically like our assistant. We use Call Porter for that to help us just filter through all the calls that come in. That's usually through our direct mail. But for boots on the ground and that kind of stuff, that's mostly our partnership. So our partnerships with the other wholesalers in the area, the realtors in the area, they're the ones that take the pictures for us, walk the property for us. And if we get a direct to seller lead in, then sometimes we'll even call up another wholesaler or realtor in the area to like, hey, do you want to partner with us on this one? Like our guy can't make it, like our picture taker can't make it or whatever. And they'll walk the property for us, give us all the information that we need, and then we'll just sell it together. So we're still really big on partnerships and just JVing with people, because that's just one, it's a win-win situation for everybody. Everybody is able to make money. We're able to live here. They're able to generate their business out there. And it just works. It works for us. And so, and I mostly handle all of our rehabs and the analyzing all the deals. That's my role.
Gotcha. Now you hinted at do the direct mail. What's a good response rate? Because I'm doing it right now, sent about 1,200 letters. What's a good response rate in terms of them contacting you?
So honestly, it depends on which company you use, because when we did it, we got a 0.05% response rate. But when we were with Ballpoint Marketing, we got a 0.8% and a 1% response rate, which is great. That's why we transitioned. So Ballpoint's definitely a little bit more expensive than the regular others out there, but for some reason our sellers absolutely love their product and people actually call us back with that. It looks a lot better, the quality is better, it looks like the investor actually tried with their marketing and they're not just one in a million, which I feel like the other postcards and letters portray when sellers get them. So, mm-hmm. I love Ballpoint and I probably won't make a switch to another company.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm actually doing them all handwritten.
Nice. Nice. That's and rough. That's tough work.
Is your hand getting tired?
That's a difference. My hands get tired sometimes, yeah.
Are you ambidextrous?
No.
You should be doing like straight, two at a time.
One hand.
Hey, we had a wholesaler in the other day that uses SMS mm-hmm. Texting service with AI built into it.
Cool.
And I'm sure you guys have heard. Have you guys used anything like that?
So we haven't. I also handle all of our marketing and connections and stuff. So we haven't. With SMS can be really tricky because they're really cracking down on all of that kinds of stuff. There's a lot more regulation going into SMS. And because we didn't necessarily have a lot of knowledge in SMS or a business built around it, I decided not to do that last year because of this regulation coming down. I didn't want to start something, build it up to be something that then had to get completely closed down once the regulation came in. So we just stayed away from that and we would rather cold call or send direct mail because there is no regulation with direct mail. Everyone sends mail, right? Unless there's like a do not mail. Sometimes there's a do not mail list or whatever. So that's the only type of regulation that we have. But yeah, we're not seeing that like SMS is. So yeah, I haven't done that too much.
I want to jump back and just review a few things that you said that really stuck out to me.
Sure.
We talked about getting started on investing and make sure I drive this home for the listeners and the viewers. She said, Janelle said, dive all in on that strategy, on that investing strategy, whatever it is that you choose. Dive all in. That means be obsessed with it. Be obsessed. Be all about it. Like you said, do the podcasts, do the networking, do the real estate clubs, do the YouTube University, do all of the above. Go all in. If you don't become obsessed with something, you will not have success with anything. So I think that is very important. I want to drive that home. That, and you kept going back to networking, whether it be with, on a JV with another operator or, a mentorship of some sort, just being in and around people in your community who are doing it. And honestly, looking back and thinking on my successful deals, they have been with people that I've had relationships with over time. And the deals often help out both sides of the transaction. You know, it's a win-win.
Yeah.
So I think those are the two main things. Be obsessed, go all in, and partner with folks in your community. Those are the two main things I took out of that. So I got to ask, we're getting close to 30 minutes. What's next for you guys? And what are your ultimate goals? And do you offer any type of training or anything along those lines?
Yes. So I want to touch really fast on one of the points that you just said about going all in. I just want to say that our biggest mistake, I truly believe the biggest mistake that we've made in investing is bouncing around from strategy to strategy. We just had major FOMO, basically, and thought, oh, this strategy must be better. This strategy must be better. So we tried everything, rentals, burring, Airbnbs, flips, wholesales, before we decided to land on wholesaling and flipping. And I believe that just hindered our growth so much. We should be a lot farther than we are now. But because we weren't obsessed with the one thing and just stuck it out, we are not where we should be. And it sucks, but it is what it is. So definitely stick to your strategy. At least give it a year before you decide to pivot and just learn everything you can about it. Yeah.
Right. That reinforces the be obsessed or be average. Not only be obsessed about an industry, but narrow down your obsession to one thing and do it the best that you can. What's the Bruce Lee quote? He doesn't master the person that knows that practiced 10,000 kicks one time. He's scared of the person who has practiced one kick 10,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, master the fundamentals in your sector. So I think that is great advice.
Yeah. But for us, what's next? This year we're trying to, we will do 48 deals this year. That's the goal. With a gross income of about 500,000, to then eventually next year get to 1 million in active income. So that's the ultimate goal right now.
All while living in Hawaii. So yes. Your first goal of that has already been met.
Yes. Out of state remote investing was always the dream. We always wanted to be able to make money and travel from anywhere in the world. So that's been the ultimate goal so far.
And you know what I love about your goals too? They have specific numbers, specific dollar amounts.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful thing. Hopefully viewers and listeners are taking notes on that.
Yeah, it's the easiest way to develop a plan is if you have the exact number in mind so that you can work backwards from there.
Oh, yeah. Training. Do you offer training? Do you have a website? Folks can contact you.
Yeah, I think our social media, Janelle and Dawn Invest, is the easiest way to get in contact with us. We also have a newsletter that you can find on our social media. I do have a free digital book that people can download as well. I can give you the link so you can put it in the show notes and that kind of stuff. But that's also on our social. It's all about how to find deals from 4,000 miles away. Just four simple steps to wholesaling out of state. So,
And we actually just launched a free community for people to network and connect in. It's called the Middle Investor, because again, there's so many of us out there that just feel like we've done deals before, like 1, 2, 3, 4, but it's like, okay, how do we get to that 10 to 50 mark, you know, that where it's like, we're not beginners, but we're not, we haven't made the mountain. We're not Beardy Brandon, you know,
we're not super successful just yet. We're right in the middle. So that's the middle investor. And it's a completely free community. It's just for us to all connect and collaborate and help each other grow and get to the next level.
And where do we find that?
That's being hosted on WhatsApp, very similar to like how Slack is run. So we have different channels for different things. We'll send you the link as well. And it's actually on our link tree as well on our Instagram bio.
And we're on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. So all the normal social platforms. And if you DM me on Instagram, I'm personally the one answering all those DMs, either him or I. So we don't have a VA that does that. You are actually speaking to us. So.
Yep. Top two would be Instagram and the middle investor community.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Justin, Araya, any final thoughts?
No, I just like how you guys, I think we were on a podcast about a year ago, and I remember talking to you guys how, you know, Janelle, you were an agent. And at the time, I was obviously still an agent, but I liked how you transitioned from the normal buy sell BS to the investment aspect of it. And so I didn't know if you had any advice for agents who are looking to get out of the normal rat race and kind of run into more of the investment / retirement setup.
Yeah. I would say, one, don't be afraid to think differently than your brokerage, because not all brokerages are okay with this investing mentality, right? They just want you to stick to buying and selling real estate, not investing on your own. So I would say be okay with thinking differently. And if they don't support your dreams or your goals and what you're trying to achieve, then maybe it's time to move brokerages and go with a brokerage that does encourage investing. Because at the end of the day, if you're trying to 10x and grow, the way to do that as an agent is to usually become an investor, right? So I would say that, and then just continue studying, try to get some investor clients as well. What I did to find investor clients is I went to the different auctions in my area and I just connected with the buyers there. And I said, what type of deals are you looking for? If you're here at the auction, what type of flips can I help you find? Where are you looking for them? And get their investing criteria. And that's how I built my buyers in LA. So I would just start doing that and go to meetup.com, look for the different real estate investing meetups and start meeting investors there as well. And start just building your flipper Rolodex or your investor Rolodex. And that's how you can start to make that transition and learn from them as you find them deals.
Mm-hmm. Bigger Pockets has meetups as well on their site that you can go and see where your closest one is to.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Excellent stuff. Yeah, we are definitely a real estate investor friendly brokerage here. I preach that. I said, number one, first and foremost, you will be a real estate investor. Number two, listing agent. Number three, a buyer's agent, in that order to achieve success. And the brokerage charges no commission on investments that the agent purchases or flips. So because I want to encourage that, I want to reward that. Yeah. So I think we have a bunch of like-minded freaking go-getters who are just looking to have some financial independence someday.
Yep.
You know,
exactly.
And a good byproduct of that is providing excellent housing for the community, which is so much needed. I don't know. You guys know what the housing market is like. You name the market. We need houses. We need quality housing. So that's something that we can do with all of those strategies.
For sure. And flippers get a bad rap because of like, oh, they buy houses so cheap and then they just make a profit and they hurt the community or whatever. But at the end of the day, if we didn't have flippers, all of those houses that are run down that you can't buy with conventional financing would just stay there or get bulldozed. And that's a house that somebody could have lived in. You know, like we need flippers. And like, doesn't matter what you think, we need flippers to flip those houses and bring them back up to standard to provide more housing, because not everyone's going to build. That's also very expensive. So we have to flip those houses.
Exactly. Yeah, people want to complain about everything, but hey, at least we're making the world a better place. So you're going to get the hate one way or another.
Yep.
What's your solution?
Yeah. Right.
Absolutely. Be a part of the solution. Don't just complain about it. All right, Janelle and Don Carlson, They can be found at Janelle and Don Invest on Instagram. Thank you so much for your time. Any final thoughts, Janelle and Don, or did we cover it pretty well?
I think we covered it pretty well. If anybody has any other questions or wants to dive deeper into something, then go ahead and just shoot us a DM and we'll be happy to answer it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, quick shout out. Janelle is actually speaking at the Better Life REI Summit this year in May. So that'll be in Denver. So they just released the dates for it. So just be on the lookout for that too. And come say hi. Say what's up to both of us.
Nice. That would be amazing. All righty. Well, thank you, folks. Thank you, Janelle and Don. Thank you, Biggie. Thank you, Araya Hall. Amazing job on your first podcast.
Had to leave halfway.
You recovered, though. Nice recovery. Way to go. Thanks for joining us, Araya. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, Janelle and Don, for joining us. Thank you for listening to and watching the Dream Huge podcast with Justin Bigelow, Araya Hall, Janelle, and Don Carlson. Please remember to review, subscribe, and share. And as always, remember the rules. Work hard. Never give up. And dream huge. Let's see the guns, Janelle and Don. Dream huge, baby. Araya, where's yours? Janelle, there goes Araya. Janelle, there we go. Hey, thank you. Let's go, baby.
Thank you for having us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Dream Huge podcast. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. For more inspiring content, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Dream Huge Realty and on TikTok at Dream Huge Inc. Until next time.